It's fascinating to look at where we are right now. The current cryptocurrency landscape is defined by this complex interplay of opportunity and caution, driven by institutional adoption, technological maturation, and evolving regulatory frameworks.
That's a grounded way to see it. From a serious standpoint, Bitcoin remains the primary anchor for the market, with its price action heavily influenced by macroeconomic factors such as central bank inflation management and interest rate policies.
Absolutely. Institutional entry into the space increases liquidity, which stabilizes long-term volatility but leaves short-term sentiment sensitive to global economic data.
Investors are taking note of that. They closely monitor Bitcoin dominance as a critical metric. When Bitcoin strengthens, altcoins typically follow, whereas selling pressure in Bitcoin triggers broader market caution.
I think the narrative regarding Bitcoin as a reserve currency is being tested against traditional assets, reinforcing its role as a store of value.
And beyond that, decentralized finance is undergoing a significant evolution, moving beyond early lending and swapping protocols toward more sophisticated financial instruments focused on sustainability and capital efficiency.
A major trend we're seeing is the integration of real-world assets, including tokenized treasury bills and real estate, which aims to bring off-chain yield into the blockchain ecosystem.
This bridge between traditional and decentralized finance is expected to provide stability and new revenue streams.
However, users must remain vigilant regarding smart contract vulnerabilities and the risks associated with new protocols entering the space.
Non-fungible tokens have transitioned from simple digital art to utility-focused assets centered on community ownership.
Current projects prioritize creating ecosystems where NFTs grant access to exclusive experiences, gaming environments, or governance rights.
Gaming and metaverse integration remain strong use cases, with interoperability standards improving to allow asset movement between platforms.
This shift is crucial for long-term adoption, transforming NFTs from speculative assets into useful tools within the digital economy.
The market is maturing, with investors increasingly looking for projects with strong fundamentals rather than speculative hype.
Regulation remains one of the most significant variables affecting the crypto market.
Governments worldwide are balancing the need to protect consumers with the desire to foster innovation.
Clarity in the regulatory framework is essential for institutional investment, as clear rules encourage banks and asset managers to launch products.
Conversely, overly restrictive regulations can lead to capital flight or project shutdowns.
The current focus is on compliance mechanisms, such as Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering standards, that do not stifle innovation.
Compliance solutions are increasingly being integrated directly into blockchain infrastructure to meet these requirements without impeding the decentralized nature of the network.
Underlying blockchain technology continues to advance to support mass adoption.
Layer 2 solutions are scaling blockchain networks, reducing transaction fees and increasing speed, which is necessary for broader usage.
Security is paramount, with recent events highlighting the importance of secure smart contracts.
Auditing and security practices are becoming industry standards, with developers prioritizing the safety of user funds over rapid feature deployment.
This shift towards security-first development is a positive sign for the long-term health of the ecosystem.
In summary, the cryptocurrency market today is defined by a mix of opportunity and caution.
Bitcoin remains the standard bearer. DeFi is maturing through real-world asset integration, and NFTs are finding utility beyond collectibles.
Meanwhile, the regulatory landscape is slowly gaining clarity.
For investors and participants, the key takeaway is to stay informed, manage risk carefully, and focus on the long-term value proposition of the technologies.
As the market evolves, those who adapt to the changing narrative will be best positioned to succeed.